Hey beautiful people. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your girl Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy world without losing your sanity, one dopamine hit at a time. Now, before we dive into today's juicy topic, the importance of self-care and prioritizing your needs, let me ask you something. When was the last time you genuinely did something just for you? Not because you had to, not because someone asked, but because your soul craved it. Ever feel like life is one giant to-do list with a soundtrack of constant notifications buzzing in your ear? Yeah, I get it. We're all caught up in this whirlwind of responsibilities, expectations, and the ever-present pressure to hustle. But guess what? We can't pour from an empty cup, fam. Today, we're cracking open that cup, taking a good long sip, and reminding ourselves why self-care isn't just a trendy hashtag, it's a damn necessity. It's the oxygen mask you put on before helping others, and trust me, everyone around you will benefit from a well-rested, happy you. So, how do we actually prioritize our needs in a world that screams do more, be better, faster? Let's break it down. 1. Listen to your inner compass. Seriously, your intuition is like your built-in GPS system. It knows when you're running on empty and craving a recharge. Don't ignore those subtle cues, the fatigue, the irritability, the constant feeling of being on. They're whispers from your soul begging for attention. Dude, ditch the guilt trip. I know, that inner critic is like a relentless drill sergeant telling you to toughen up and push through. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of it like this. If your phone battery hits 1%, you plug it in to avoid crashing, right? Your body and mind are no different. 3. Schedule it in. Don't wait for free time that magically appears. Spoiler alert, it rarely does. Treat self-care appointments like any other important commitment. Block out time in your calendar for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's a hot bath, reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or even just shutting off your phone for an hour. 4. Say no like it means business. This is a game changer, folks. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Remember, you are not obligated to please everyone all the time. Saying no empowers you to protect your precious time and energy for what truly matters. 5. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for a grand gesture to acknowledge your self-care wins. A 10-minute meditation session? You did it. Taking a walk in the sunshine? Awesome. Every little step counts towards cultivating a healthier relationship with yourself. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, constantly juggling responsibilities and deadlines? It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of life and forget to prioritize ourselves. Let me tell your story, a very relatable one. Imagine this. You've got a mountain of work piled up, your inbox is exploding, and you haven't slept properly in days. You're running on coffee fumes, trying desperately to keep up. One day, your body finally says enough. Maybe it's a sudden headache, a wave of fatigue, or even just a feeling of utter overwhelm. This, my friends, is the universe gently nudging you to pause and take care of yourself. Instead of pushing through, what if you took a step back? What if, instead of reaching for another cup of coffee, you grabbed your favorite book and curled up on the couch with a warm blanket? What if, instead of drowning in emails, you went for a walk in nature, breathing in fresh air and listening to the birds sing? These small acts of self-care can make all the difference. Let's recap, folks. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about honoring your needs, listening to your intuition, and making time for activities that nourish your soul. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. So fill yours up, prioritize yourself, and watch the magic happen. Now tell me what you do to practice self-care. Drop a comment below and share your favorite ways to recharge and reset. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of Dopamine Damage Control. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and keep taking care of yourselves, beautiful people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.